Well, millions of Americans could soon lose their Medicaid benefits as states across the country begin to resume the pre-pandemic practice of requiring individuals to provide annual income verification for their coverage. This comes as other pandemic-era protections are also starting to wind down. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Paul Siegert, a managing partner with PCS Advisors, a healthcare benefits consulting firm. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, Paul, I mean, who will be most impacted by this?
Well, depending upon whose numbers you believe, as many as 8 million Americans are currently on Medicaid and will not qualify when the states begin to audit their rolls again. And so you have folks that are, likely low income, but won't any longer qualify, and they'll need to seek other coverage.
And that's because they'll make too much money? I mean, once they have to provide that income verification?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Many of them had coverage elsewhere. Maybe they had it at work, or they were getting it through the exchange with some subsidy, but still had to pay a portion of the cost themselves. And they migrated to Medicare, or Medicaid, rather, with the public health emergency. And so I expect that many of them will go back to those sources of coverage.
It seems like this is going to kind of be a scramble. I mean, I do know that five states, from my understanding, are starting to do that today, cut off people who no longer qualify. I mean, has the scale of this undertaking, I mean, is this unprecedented? Has this happened before?
Yeah, I would say it's absolutely unprecedented. We've never had a transition of this size this quickly. And I expect it will be pretty messy, and it will create confusion, and we're just going to have to watch it and see what happens, really. You've got so many people that were added that will, and the states will likely relatively quickly start to audit because they were getting additional funding to accommodate this that will end as soon as the public health emergency ends.
Yeah, so now they won't be getting the money, and so we got to kind of really jump on this as soon as we can.
Exactly.
from the state's perspective. So individually, Paul, if someone loses Medicaid, I mean, what's their next step? I mean, what are other options?
Yeah, that'll be a qualifying event, as we say in our business, for them to seek other coverage. And I think the best first step would be to see if you have coverage available to you at work, where your employer likely will cover a very large percentage of the cost. And then also, if that's not the case, then of course go to the exchange and see what you qualify there. Many folks will find that they do qualify for significant subsidy there.
I know in a number of different states, we talk about staffing shortages and call centers, staffing, and you try to call and get a hold of someone, and you're kept on hold for, 30 minutes at a time or something along that line. What can you tell us about how you see this playing out here in the state of California?
Well, I think California, you're pretty fortunate. There's multiple ways that you can shop for coverage, and there are benefit guides, people that, as a part of the Affordable Care Act, are there, kind of counselors to guide you. And there are lots of insurance agents who can help, who specialize in that individual marketplace. So I would head to the internet and search up some of those folks, and rather than do it yourself, get some advice from someone who works in it every day, because it could be really confusing.
Yeah, most definitely. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All righty. And that was Paul Siegert. He's a managing partner with the healthcare benefits consulting firm PCS Advisors.